Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I know both you guys and all our listeners will be very happy to learn that I learned something this weekend.
I'm proud of you.
I learned something, Figgy.
Which is funny because at your age, you don't. I don't think you have to. No, not that you know at all. But I feel like people get to a certain age. I don't know exactly what that age is, but they're like, you know what?
I don't care.
I've done all I want to. Yeah. This is where I stop. Deal with it.
All right, so this is to set up my actual confession, but I learned what a deep fake is. You know what a deep fake
good.
Is?
I didn't. I never heard that term, but I knew exactly what it was once y'all explained it to
me. We've seen those videos that are not real, but they look and sound real. Well, let me give you an example.
We played a goddamn mining school today. Do you f***ing understand me? These guys aren't going to the NFL. They're literally learning how to dig holes in the ground and pick up rocks for the rest of their lives. So you'd think Arch Manning, from the prestigious Manning quarterback dynasty, would be able to complete more than half his throws against such a low caliber opponent. But he couldn't. 11 for 25 with a pick. What a joke. Our fans booed him. And honestly, he deserved it. All Christ, right, so, it's weird.
So that was not actually Steve. Well, it sounded just like him, but that's not actually Steve Sarkisian. We've seen those videos that are fake. They're called deep fakes. I learned that this weekend.
I'm proud of you.
And you know,
I just say AI videos.
You know when I learned that? Because I thought this from Mike McDaniel was actually a deep fake. Oh no. It was real.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game. Honestly, and that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
Brother.
He's right. That is also correct.
That was very uncomfortable, first of all.
That was very David Culley-ish.
Oh, my gosh. He is just completely lost.
He's trying to get fired at this point.
He might be.
I don't think he want to coach no more.
I thought that was a deep fake.
Yeah.
I love saying that now, by the way.
That's the only problem. I'm glad that you know more, especially it's going to protect you from getting got on the internet, which we're all susceptible to. But I do hate that you're probably going to be the person that learns a new vocabulary word 17
times
and then uses it in all contexts, even the ones where it does not apply.
Like low key? Like
no, I feel like
hey, man, you know what? That brisket? Deep fake.
Deep fake. I feel like that's something you got to use to people that are actively on social media too.
Yeah.
You can't use it in real life.
Yeah.
If you go around the office and you say that, people going to be like, huh?
What? What are you talking about? No, I totally agree. But I hand to God, I thought that was a made up video of Mike McDaniel. It was not. He actually did and said those
things. If I'm the owner or the whoever in charge of him, I would not fire him. I will make him play the whole damn season. You ain't getting paid and not coaching this team.
Yeah.
Nah, you're going to coach every single game.
That was bad. Bad, bad.
No, and it's not just him. There's this weird kind of passive aggressive accountability that's happening on their offensive side of the football because Tua Tagovailoa was also at his presser and seemingly kind of pointing a little bit at Tyreek Hill and kind of telling him to keep running of sorts, to have to adjust in the air when he throws the football up there, almost to say that. And then you looked at Anthony Weaver and the way that he handles it, and it feels a little bit more like a traditional kind of we all have something. It's just like that whole locker room and the whole way that the foundation of that Dolphins team seem to be operating. It all just feels off.
It's bad, bad, bad.
Go ahead.
I'll ask this before I give my confession. Does it feel like the Texans' next offensive coordinator might be getting being freed here in a second?
Wow, you're already firing Nick Caley?
Well, no. But also,
he might be out there. just saying.
I don't think that's going to happen, man.
Because I'm the question that I ultimately am getting to is, after seeing all this from Mike McDaniel, Would you hire him as offensive coordinator? Understanding that he's not the head coach, but he has these tendencies.
Oh, I would hire him as an offensive coordinator.
He's not running. See, that's the thing. The head coach runs the whole damn team, is responsible for the whole team. If he's just in charge of the offense, I'm fine with that. But I just don't see Nick Caserio and them moving on from Nick Caley this, unless it's just god-awful worse than last year.
And I don't think the Texans will, because he's so tightly. Who's the Miami offensive coordinator right now, or quarterback's coach or whatever? Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
He's a pass game assistant of some sort.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're bound at the hip. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're just going to get rid of Nick Caley after 1 year like this.
Yeah. Well, unless that's a different topic.
It got to be god awful.
I got to admit, I finally had something that I never thought could happen. And honestly, this feels like a Lopez confession, funny enough, as I was thinking about it. I didn't think I'd ever be upset to see Mariachi.
What? What happened?
I was upset to see Mariachi on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
And the additional confession is, I think I'm finally going to have to accept that I'm getting older, because I'm just like, nah, man, I'm still young.
There's no such thing as bad mariachi, is there?
It is when they're extending the time before this fight starts.
Oh,
yeah.
Because there was a lot of mariachi. If you were on Netflix with me, let me know. 713-572-4610. Waiting for Crawford Canelo to start. Yeah. They didn't start until like midnight local time here. God. Which, I mean, I felt for the people on the West Coast, but I saw a number of tweets and posts on various.
You mean the people on the East Coast?
Or East Coast, rather. Thank you.
That's West, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
East Coast is 1 o'clock.
I saw a number of people that were like, look, if we don't get going, I will be KO'd. Right? Like, we need to go. Out. And then we have Mariachi here, and I was like, this is all cool. I understand we are headed towards Mexican Independence Day, but let's get to the fighting now. I'm about to sleep.
Yeah, that's bad, man. And here I was. I thought it was going to be an afternoon fight.
Yeah, nah, it damn near could have been an afternoon fight the next day. Yeah, but I feel like the mariachi, man, I feel like that's kind of like the opener for a concert where the headliner is late and they got to go back out there again people just booing because
they don't want them.
It's not personal. Mm-hmm. It's like, where the hell is the main event at?
That's what we're here for.
I like mariachi. I'm excited for when the Houston Texans mariachi band gets out there tonight. It'll be a fun moment of back to the regular season football. But that I was legit. There was no good feelings.
I hear you on this.
There were zero good feelings last night. I was like, if y'all don't get off this stage.
I hear you on this one.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man, I think Nick Caserio don't know who I am, man.
What? Everybody knows you.
Yeah, he know me. I feel like he know me personally. It was a couple times he walked up to me, what's up, Fig? And just, you know, the strong handshake and all that stuff. I saw him at the U of H game.
Yeah, he was on the sideline,
wasn't he? Yeah, he was on the sideline, and I saw him chopping it up a little bit, trying to be incognito with that bright-ass H-Town blue pullover he had, or whatever that was, and some sunglasses. So I saw him over there. I'm like, you know what? Let me. I'm kind of close enough in the stands where I could walk down real quick. What's up, Nick? So that's exactly what I did. I went over there. What's up, Nick? He hit me with the peace sign and then looked the other way.
Okay, I'm gonna defend you. I think he does know you. A lot of times when people yell from the stand, you don't know who it is.
He got a good look at him.
Yeah, oh, he did.
So this is my two options. Either A, he probably didn't realize it was me.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was just somebody, hey, Nick, and he just peace signed and
kept
it
moving. That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, because I did have a hat on, so maybe he didn't see the hair color or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the other, I guess option two is maybe he was just so focused on scouting where he was just like, cool, I don't want to talk like that. I'm working.
Right, right.
So at that point, I had a decision if I should try to double back, because I was going to ask him his middle name.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
We're still looking for
it. Yeah, I was trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, if he would have said, hey, what's up, Fit? I would have, what's your middle name? I wouldn't have said nothing else. Hey, what's your middle name? But he ain't give me a chance. He looked the other way he wasn't interested. So I'm like, damn. So I got to walk back to my seat looking awkward.
Well, we got to find this out now, too, because I feel like you're on the sidelines. Somebody says, hey, You just think it's like anyone.
Yeah.
I think that's what it
yeah,
was.
I think, yeah, I think he didn't realize it was me, so I had to text Sean.
Yeah.
And Sean was cracking up. He like, I'm going to let him know it was you. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of hilarious. Like, mm-hmm. man, he just gave me the peace sign and kept moving.
Yes.
Like, damn.
You think he was scouting our guy Tanner Cozio?
I think there was a lot of talent on that field.
Somebody say he was scouting Connor Wegman.
I could believe it.
Just another.
They scout everybody.
Just another six-round pick.
Yeah, so who knows? So I had a very, it's a tenuous, it's a tough question to do. It's a tough thing to do. But I had a tenuous moment after the Aggies won that game on Saturday night, because it was such a, you know, exciting, thrilling win. Obviously, great game, all that stuff. So my wife asked me, hey, are you going to text Sean? You know, meaning like just in a friendly way, not talking trash or anything. But, hey, are you, you know, good game, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I told her, I snapped at her right off the show. I said,
snapped at her.
I said, no.
Snapped?
I said, no. And she said, no. I said, I am not that guy. And part of my confession is, I think those people are the worst. When you text someone whose team that they, you know, really, really cheer for right after a game, that's one of those things, that's all I need to know about you. That's a bad, bad look. It's one thing to the next day, hey, what a game, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But when people say, and I've got, trust me, I've gotten more than my share of those texts, you know, the Aggies lose a tough game, like, hey, man, you know, what's up? You holding up all right? Shut the hell up. Don't text me. Not right now. It's too recent. And I told her, I said, I ain't going to do it. You know, do you do that? Nobody does that. You should not do that.
It depends on the friend group, because there are some that I will. But obviously, it's rarely too serious. I will point out, though, I am proud of you, because I just thought about it, and you did not do that
mm-hmm.
when Manchester United embarrassed me. You did just go buy a whole shirt for the team, though.
I like the
shirt.
I like the shirt.
I don't know how much that balances us out, I'm going to be entirely honest.
Well, I like Grimsby.
I bet you do. Grimsby Town. Do you know? So where is Grimsby Town?
Hey, it's up in the Grimsby County.
All right.
Yeah. Outside of London.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's outside of London.
He's like, the country's so small, it's all outside of London. Yeah. In fact, there's only city in the whole country of England is London.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are some lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I love Mexicans. Why are y'all doing this to me? I was just mad that it was late. What, I can't be grumpy at 12 midnight?
By the way, I will say the Mariachi Pumas that performed at halftime.
Yes.
At the U of H game. Mm-hmm. Real good, man.
Fire.
They were solid, man. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. I actually looked up some YouTube videos from them.
All right, that's good.
They were good, man.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, excellent. All right, coming up next, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. Who won, who lost on the weekend in sports, and maybe otherwise. 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.